I just know W key. All keeps right, me moving.
That's it. I got a W key. I got a W key.
You got a W key. You got this, bud.
Only one thing to do. W key.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. My name is Josh, as always. With me is my brother, Matt, a.k.a. Technique. We are here. Definition. Yeah, super high definition. He was too lazy to plug in his DSLR camera, so now we get shitty C922 Technique. This is I was talking to him before we started going, because obviously we're testing things out, you know, making sure things look good. And I'm like, man, normally, like, he's the shirt he's wearing, the tee looks green, but on the C922 camera, the tee looks white.
Bit, but yeah.
Yeah, also, I know, but still.
Discord, I think, just makes it look bad anyways. It's just extra bad. It's not even, like, focusing. Hello. There we go. Hey.
Yeah, we're back. So we, you know, we had our big return episode 3 weeks ago, and we're like, yeah, we're going to be back on it. You know, super, super into it, like super on top of it. My birthday was last week, and I drank basically all day from like 1 o'clock in the afternoon until about 9:45 at night. And, so yeah, I decided, you know, hey, we'll push back. We were going to do on a Wednesday. But there were some things I wanted to talk about that I wanted to take a look at before we actually talked about it. And last Wednesday was a bit of a busy day for me. So we are here. We're doing it, you know, 1 week, no big deal. You know, we'll get back into it.
It's not like a month or anything.
We're easing back into it. For anyone who doesn't know, if this is the first time you're ever seeing us, catching us, you know, whether it's audio form, you're joining the stream, whatever it might be. Again, my name's Josh, a.k.a. Jay Frosty. With me is my brother, Matt, a.k.a. Technique. We host this little gaming nerd-esque nerd culture podcast. It's sort of evolved from when we initially started. It was very strictly video games when we first started, and we've started to branch into a few other things. But, you know, we basically come at you every other week, so every other Monday. And for the stream, every other Wednesday for the audio version. And we just talk at you. Some important news or some funny things that are happening in the gaming.
The podcast is a Pokemon, right? Like, you know, the second evolution, if we're talking about evolving. We've
basically
reached the second evolution so far. So, you know, there's more to go, possibly.
That's actually a very good point. yeah, because we have changed a little bit. If you're an avid listener, a longtime follower of the WE podcast, you'll know early iterations of the show was us just kind of rambling. You know, we had set topics, but we just kind of talked. You know, we didn't really have much of a structure. We have a bit of a structure now, and we're going to stick to it. But I get the boring stuff out of the way, as we always do. If you're really enjoying what we're doing here, if you like listening to the podcast, you like watching the streams, let somebody know. Word of mouth is huge. Letting people know always helps us out. So you can, you know, basically key them into what we're doing here at the WKey podcast. Tell a friend, tell a family member. Anything helps. Word of mouth, great. If you're the type of person who likes to rate and review, you can go to Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, Anchor as well. We're on the Anchor app now. That's what we used to host the show. And you can rate, review, comment, all that kind of stuff on those different platforms if that's something that you're into. You know, so if we're doing great, 5 stars, leave us a great review. Maybe we'll read it on stream the next time we do the show. And you'll be,
that'd be great if we could get like enough reviews.
I know.
Kind of like a read mean tweets type of thing, possibly.
Oh, 100%. I would be in for it. And even if they weren't good, I'd still read it anyways. I don't care. So yeah. You know, like I said, if you're into that kind of stuff, rate, review, share with friends, family members, you know, or just hang out with us. You know, if you're the silent watcher type, you know, the lurker, as they call it on the old streaming platforms, that's fine too. You know, we're just happy to have you. We're happy that you're interacting with our content, and we hope that you're liking it. With that out of the way, we're going to get in.
Freaks out. I can't move. I got to be like.
Matt's also right practicing here to be a mime or. Yeah, mime. Well, yeah, because you don't move a lot, or like a street performer with the statue. You know, you're trying to be a statue street performer. Yeah, I'm gonna
freaking spray paint myself silver next time.
Just Yeah. So with that out of the way, we're going to get into the meat and the potatoes, if you will, of this episode. The title of the episode is New World Mania or something. I already forgot what it was.
Brand new world.
Yeah, I already forgot what I titled it. But you'll see the title somewhere, whether you're watching the stream or you're listening to the podcast. And it has to do with New World. So that's going to be the first thing that we're leading off. So jumping into the big three, this section of the podcast is basically geared at things we feel like you should know. You know, there are three pretty big topics that I feel like anyone in the gaming world, or we feel like anyone in the gaming world should be aware of one, or, you know, maybe you're not, you want to get a little more enlightened. So again, this isn't an exhaustive romp down gaming news. It's literally just three topics that stand out since the last time we did the podcast. And so the new world, whatever you want to call it, brand new game. Brand new MMO from Amazon Studios. That's
surprising.
So, yeah.
That's from Amazon, but doing good.
It's yes. Which I think is funny, a little, you know, as is tradition, a little bit of a sidetrack. But Netflix is also getting into the gaming world. They've you know, they're targeting like mobile and smaller stuff currently, but they plan to get into the bigger stuff. But yeah, so Amazon Games, obviously not a traditional game studio that everyone's aware of. You know, it's not BioWare, it's not Ubisoft, it's not Activision, it's a whole new thing. And this is not their
boy
only
game. I'm sure they have enough money to throw around to,
well, you know, Papa Bezos. Papa Bezos has got a lot of money to throw around. So the New World, it's a new MMORPG. I joked a lot when we first started playing it, when I was talking to my friends about it, because I never got hooked on WoW. Like, I wasn't too old, I wasn't too young. It was pretty much right in the prime. We had shitty computers back in the day and horrible internet service because we lived up in the middle of the fucking woods. We had dial up a lot longer than I think most of the civilized world had dial up. And so online games were not really, we didn't really get into those when we were younger. So,
plus subscriptions. Parents were very cheap. So, like $15 a month for a game? Hell no.
Exactly. So, yes, new MMORPG. You know, it's got a lot of hype behind it. You know, a lot of people played it. A lot of people were loving it. A lot of streamers were playing it. A lot of people were making the connection for New World to WoW. You know, is this the next WoW? Is this generation's WoW? You know, I can't say one way or the other because I didn't play WoW. But from playing New World, I can say thoroughly that I'm hooked. And I'm
like, say from the possible addiction standpoint,
God,
I can say
damn,
yes.
Yeah, I know.
Mean, like,
it's like
you said, I'd never gotten to WoW either. And that was like my prime time also, but we like started with Star Wars Galaxies. That was my first introduction to like an MMORPG kind of, and that just had me, I was swallowed into that game. So I've honestly been searching for a new MMO since Galaxies. Probably I played a lot of stuff, WoW, EverQuest, Rift, Guild Wars, Star Wars, the Old Republic,
Elder Scrolls Online.
I played, if it's, you know, big and out there, I played it all, and they're all good. All the games I played are good and fun and whatnot, but this one is just like, I just couldn't put it down. Couldn't wait to boot it up, couldn't peel myself away from it.
We played it together quite a bit, and then like one Sunday, you're like, all right, I'm getting off, and I was literally, it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was like, okay, yeah, and I got off for like a hot second, and then I played until like 11:30 at night. It was, I couldn't get away either. It's somewhat of a unique game in the MMO genre to an extent. Most MMOs are class-based. You know, you pick a class that dictates the style of armor you have to wear, that dictates the weapons that you can use, that dictates the skills that you have. This game is a classless RPG, and it's not a point-and-click, like, ability use. Like, you can actually, you do attacks. You do light attacks, heavy attacks. So you should control the general attacking, and then you can use your abilities. But so it's a classless RPG. You can use whatever armor you want. You can mix and match heavy and light as long as you stay. You'll get certain benefits for each class of armor. So you get like a damage buff and another buff for light armor. You get just a damage buff for medium armor. And then you get like a health buff, like a crowd control buff for heavy armor. So yeah, because heavy armor is generally speaking is the tanks crowd control and taunt and aggro is what the tanks are meant to pull. So that's why you get that. And then basically what you decide to use for weapons determines your skills that you have. So each weapon that's in the game currently, you can master, you get mastery points, and you can put those points to different skills. It's also slightly different in the sense that most MMORPGs have a lot of skills and a lot of hotbars. You have six, so you can carry two different weapons, three skills per weapon, and that's really it. So
I always get like lost is just, especially WoW. You see people just have like,
I know,
like five pages just filled across. I mean, how do you
remember? And they've got what the mouse even all the buttons on the side, and they're
how do you even get to all those buttons? How do you remember like your combos? I'm kind of dumb when it comes to mixing, matching all the abilities together. So the fact I have three, I can handle that.
Yeah. And so it's pretty cool. You know, it's simple enough, like the setup is simple enough that makes combat super accessible, gets you in, gets you PvE-ing really easily, really quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, based on what we got in the closed beta, just ended on the 2nd, August 2nd last week. You had to pre-order the game to get it, or you could have got, if you got a key from one of the streamers you watch, you know, they gave out keys and stuff like that. But based on what we saw from the PvE in the closed beta, you know, it does leave a bit to be desired. It's not the hardest PvE. You know, it's pretty simple. Hopefully, maybe they can tweak that. But this game is really designed to be a PvP game at heart. It initially was much more PvP centric, but they had to scale it back because they said in like one of the closed alphas, it was so like the chat and the comms were so incredibly toxic because it was so PvP focused that they had to scale that aspect of PvP back a bit or scale PvP back a bit so that it wasn't just the cesspool of old school Modern Warfare 2 lobbies.
I can see that. I mean, even with like the small bit of PvP that we saw, just like you can be flagged for PvP, just hanging outside of villages waiting for other people to come out. And even the comms I heard there, just people just kind of being angry and mad, like, oh, these guys are sitting here camping, blah, blah, blah. So I can only imagine like what it looked like in the beginning when like, yeah, let's have a lot of PvP.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing, you know, there is a lot to be had in this game PvE standpoint. You know, there's a lot you can do outside of the strict PvP. Currently, you know, the main storyline is pretty lackluster based on what we had access to, you know, in the closed beta. So my assumption is they're going to buff that to an extent. You know, there's tons of life skills, mining, logging, tracking, cooking, armoring, leathering, jewelry, like any kind of skill you can imagine. You can level it up in this game. So you can literally spend hours upon hours, which I did do, like leveling all those things up, you know, but it's a grind. It's a slog. It's a grind fest. But if you like that kind of game, and then you can just basically hop into this game in PvE and grind your skills, you know, become the best, you know, armorer that the fucking world has ever seen. And you can do it that way. That's also an option. Yeah.
You could spend like, if you bought the game, you could spend like the first, I want to say like 6 months just not even touching PvP. You could just grind all this stuff.
Yep.
If PvP is not your thing, there's plenty of things to fill your time. Trust me. And they do a great way. Like I said, it's very grindy, like super grindy. But I don't know what it is, but the way they do it, it makes me want to do it. I'm like, yeah, I want to go cut down that tree. I want to go mine that ore. I don't know what it is, how they do it. It's just done right. I can't describe to anyone why it's done right. It's just done right. It just makes me want to do it. Like, I'm in for the grind. I'm in for just getting all these skills up, and I can't wait.
Yeah. No, it's and looking back on it, you know, I put like 30 something hours into the closed beta, and it's like all that shit gets erased. So it's
true. I have to mention that to everyone. Everything anyone ever did in the beta, it's just all gone. It's all reset again. But that's, like you said, I think that talks to how fun the game is. Like,
I was willing to do it.
Most of the time, if you tell me there's a game coming out where you put all this time in, it's going to go away. I'm going to say, screw you. That sounds terrible. But
I was right there.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't care. I want to play this game. I will get to level 1 million and I wouldn't care if it just all get wipes away. Cause I just had so much fun playing it.
I was sipping the Kool-Aid hard, man. I really enjoyed it. So there's a lot to be had PvE wise, but I won't kid anybody. The heart of this game is PvP, or at least PvPE. Because there's dungeons, as any MMO would imagine. They call them expeditions, but that relies on playing with other people. You have three different factions in the game. I'm sure probably anyone listening to this saw New World shoved down their throat during the closed beta, but still, we'll go over it anyways because it's part of the shtick. There are three factions. You get to choose a faction, and then basically, once you've chosen a faction, those factions war for territory on this island that you're plopped into. And so, you know, you can, if you're wherever you started, if your faction owns that place, great. If it doesn't, you can do faction PvP missions to destabilize that area, that land, that chunk of territory. So once you destabilize it enough, you can then initiate a faction war, essentially. So Helen, it has been bricking 3090s. We were gonna get to that, but yes, it has been bricking some 3090s. They've had to turn, I saw a lot of people, they had to turn everything down to super low settings, and like,
I mean, yeah, I have a 3070 and I still just capped it at 60 just to be safe, because I know that, it's only saying 3090s, but I still just want to be safe.
So currently, you know, is there a system? So the other part of that, you know, the statement was that it's breaking 3090s. And then they also asked if there's a system that safely play the game. I mean, I have a 1080 Ti and I didn't change anything. I have a Ryzen 3700X and a 1080 Ti. I didn't change any settings. I played as with all the settings all the way up, uncapped frame rate. And it didn't brick the 38, my 1080 Ti. So I believe from what I've read, it's only the 30 series cards.
Yeah. I feel like they would have said more. They'd be like, this many. You only see the headliner of 3090s.
Yeah. And even reading between some of those lines on a lot of those stories, I think it's even more finite. I think it's just 3090s. But I can't confirm that. You know, 3080s, 3070s might be safe, but from what I can tell for sure, you know, 20 RTX 20 series and then the GTX 10 series, all of those are perfectly fine. So, you know, it's not an overly graphically demanding game. It looks great. It looks beautiful. Like what they've done is great, but it's not a game that's going to, you know, I have a 1080 Ti. It's not a game that's pushing the 1080 Ti to its maximum limits playing on like medium. Like I had everything on ultra. And it looked good, and it played well.
Fixed anyways, but release, there's got to be no chance they release this stuff still going on.
Because when you're bricking like $2,000 graphics cards, people are going to get real pissed real quick. So.
Well, I know, like at least thankfully, I think EVGA, I know they dropped an announcement saying that they would replace all the ones that like crapped out for free. I think I remember seeing that. So
that's nice. You know,
companies are stepping up. Yeah. And if you had to, try to find one again and pay for that again, I would probably go crazy.
Yeah. So the faction setup's kind of cool. So kind of getting back to the topic is, there's PvE aspects, but they're a lot of the game, a lot of the substance of the game to enjoy PvP does require you to play with other people.
Yeah.
You don't have to always fight other people like in a PvP, like, in a most basic sense of PvP, which is generally you're going to duel or fight other people. You don't have to do that necessarily, but you're going to have to play with other players to enjoy the vast majority of the end game stuff, like the raids.
I mean, that's like
faction war, stuff MMO, like that.
I would say
100%. Yeah.
The basic stuff going on, but yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You spend, you know, a couple hours in this game, you'll be able to see that a lot of the content is PvP, which, I mean, normally I'm not into that, but like, obviously I'm going to get into it because it's a lot of content in this game, and yeah. I just hope I can kind of be somewhat good at it. That's why I just try to do a healer class, because I feel like I'll just stay in the background and be like, pew, get healed, pew. I don't have to try to do all the right combos or drag the right people, this or that, but we'll see. But I'm looking forward to sinking my teeth into PvP. We didn't really do too much in the beta, and
no.
But I think it'll be good. It looks like a lot of fun. It's always tentative nerves. I don't want to go lose a fort for our squad. Like, that guy, technique, I saw him. He did it. He lost it for us.
So, along the veins of kind of the game modes, so the different types of... So, obviously, you have the regular PvE story mode, but then when you get in, like I said, some of that content, that's PvP. Outpost Rush is one of the big ones. It's PvP, basically control points. It's 20v20. So almost think of it like an Overwatch game. You have to go capture a point. You get X amount. You capture, you move on to the next point. You have to capture that one. But it's 20v20, player versus player. So that's one of the bigger modes. And that's the cool thing about this game is the sheer scale of some of these modes is crazy.
Yeah.
And then the big one, the big daddy, is the 50v50 faction war. So once you destabilize a realm or a territory enough to initiate the for your faction to initiate the faction war, you can compete in a 50v50 a fort, basically like a fort defense. So either you're defending or you're attacking and you're trying to take the fort, which I thought was pretty cool. And then there's dungeons, like I said, PvE. Pretty classic, I saw like Josh OG and some of them, one of the last dungeons took them like an hour and a half, two hours to like do it. So like it's all about learning the mechanics of the dungeon. So it's like, they're all super, they're damage sponges, obviously. So it's all about learning the mechanic of the boss. But once you do, it seems like it's relatively pretty easy, which they might change. I hope they change, like, give you a different like difficulty option or something like that. Cause once you figure out how to beat the boss, it's like, you can pretty much go in and just wipe over and over and over again for the most part. I won't say that that's a guarantee, but learning the mechanics of the boss help you out a lot in that sense.
Most people are also
right now
for loot anyway. So it's like, they probably won't, not too concerned. Like, oh, that boss probably was garbage. It's like, okay, what do we get after? Come on, baby, do some good stuff.
This game's definitely, those things are definitely for the loot goblins, for sure.
Yeah.
And there's six. Well, there were six in the closed beta. My guess is there's going to be a whole lot more, because it was almost like one per territory, mm-hmm. Or close to it. So, and there's going to be a lot more territories than what we had access to in the open beta, or the closed beta, rather. And then the final thing is the invasion, which is another PvE situation where you play with 50 other players and you basically have to defend a fort, a castle, whatever, from an invasion of corrupted, which is like the main antagonists of the main storyline, which you'd learn more about from playing. So it's pretty cool. And one thing I forgot to mention in the faction section is you have your overall factions, but then you can also create companies within mm-hmm. your faction. These are sort mm-hmm. of like guilds.
Yep.
As a company, as a governor of the company or whatever, you can purchase if the territory that you're looking to get into is not claimed by anybody and you have the gold, you can purchase that territory and you kind of become the governor of that territory, and you can set tax rates, taxes on crafting, on sales, on property. It's kind of cool and kind of in depth. Seems like a ton of work to maintain.
It's real detailed, and I was just about to say, seems like a lot of goddamn work. You gotta have like, you either gotta be a big streamer and this is what you do, you play the game, or you gotta have no freaking life. you gotta have that responsibility, man. I feel like you're gonna run into a lot of people asking for things or complaining about things that you need to take care of.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. So I don't know. It's just cool. And the map. So like I mentioned, based on the data mined map, if everything from the data mined map is coming at launch, what we had access to in the closed beta was like 40 to 50% of the total size of the mm-hmm. entire map, which is going to suck because there's no mounts currently in this game and you have to run fucking everywhere.
And the beta was a lot of ground to cover. So if that's only half,
I didn't even get up to,
boys.
I didn't get up to the highest, the most, because it,
yeah,
it's
we only
all
made like halfway up,
are,
I want to say.
Yeah, the regions
like,
are
cut
all
the place
like,
in half. We just yeah. were like where we spawned and down a little bit. Yeah, I didn't really think about that. Yeah, we never got close to the northern part of the map.
Yeah, I know. Well, and they're all like level locked too. So like the further you go up north, like the harder the places are. And I mean, I made it to 27, 28.
Yeah, that's safe. We wouldn't be able to survive up there anyways. Yeah. Be higher enough level.
But still, it was just, it's just a slog. You know, it was a slog running. So I really hope they bring in some mounts because I think that's just a big quality of life change for the game as a whole. But I mean, I hope we did the game justice because it's a lot of fun. Like, and there's a lot of, like, I have a lot of things, a lot of thoughts. Like, we could have probably talked like a whole hour on the game as a whole. So like, we really just wanted to get across the key points and then try to obviously pepper in how much we both enjoyed the closed beta and very much looking forward to the release. But the cherry on this rotten tomato cake is it got delayed. So it was supposed to be released at the end of August. It got delayed a month.
May 1st. That's the 28th of September.
Yeah, so now it's
sad.
Getting released the 28th of September. So I was already unsure how I was going to stem my addiction until the end of August. And now I truly have no idea how I'm going to survive until the end of September.
That's tough.
Because like I was sitting here like, what am I going to play the other day? I was like, what the hell? Like I had been getting into Destiny, but I just didn't really feel like playing Destiny. And then didn't feel like playing COD. I had nothing to play. I was like, I just want to play New World, man. Like, that's all I wanted.
Just like go back and just like watch prior broadcasts. Just like, oh, yeah. Oh, what are you doing there? Yeah, sick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sick. So it's going to be, a long wait until.
Hopefully, you know, it makes
I mean, hopefully
an even
it's
better
good.
Polished version come out.
Yeah.
Than, you know.
Because there were a lot of, I mean, it's closed beta. There were a handful of bugs, and there was a handful of mechanics that don't make sense.
So as much as we love the game, there's definitely plenty of issues.
Yeah.
You know, not really time to get into downsides or just trying to give, like, the good sides that if you're an MMO fan, get this game, but plenty of bugs to fix.
Yeah.
So hopefully they pan that all out, and we get a nice, very clean copy at release.
That's what I'm hoping. And if they pull it off, it's, I think it's going to be a blast. I hope, you know, it already was. And if they can improve on it and keep it going, keep it alive, this is going to be a great game for years to come, I think.
I agree. Yeah, I'm just thinking about, you know, Star Wars Galaxy. The one thing that killed it was when they did that, like, massive swap to, like, change. Like, you made Jedi class instead of you had to grind for it, which is really awesome. So I just don't want New World to make any big sweeping changes or anything like that. Keep it as is and roll it out to me soon, hopefully.
I know. So one game that's not really standing the test of time right now. Gotcha. Before you wrote this down on our outline, I was almost thinking we were going to make it out of an episode because I wasn't planning on talking about Warzone at all. And usually I'm the addicted one. So usually it comes from me, but Matt wrote it down. So blame Matt.
It's like it's secondary info to like the main. The main player here is Apex, and Warzone is
Apex.
Playing a second fiddle to.
Well, the reason the main player, so there's a lot of streamers jumping ship from Warzone to Apex because if you haven't played Warzone right now, it's a disaster. It's a hot cesspool of cheaters and bugs and game design choices that have been in the game since the very beginning that people have been clamoring to have removed for the longest time. Sweats. Yeah. Like you said, just sweaty McSweatertons just out there sweating hams like all day
just
long.
Nothing new either. Like, it's the same fucking shit, the same map, the same crap, nothing new and fresh injected in a while.
It's weighed on a lot of people. I hadn't played for like 2 weeks. New World came out at the right time. I was like away the weekend before New World beta, and then New World beta was there. I was playing that all. And so like, I hadn't played in like 2 weeks probably. And that was back, you know, I used to play every Friday and Saturday night until like 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm trying to think the last time I played. I can't really remember.
Yeah. And like, I hadn't played. I played this weekend. Before that, I hadn't played in like 2 or 3 weeks, and it was great. Yeah, there's a lot of streamers that have hit their breaking point. You know, Nick Merckx.
I mean, it's tough time. You can't blame him. Like, you gotta sit there for 8 hours a day. dealing with that crowd, especially like they're good players, so you know they're going to be put in lobbies with these people who are also good players, but they're just probably just cheaters. So they probably run into way more than we do. 8 hours a day, five, six, seven, like all 7 days a week. I would have been gone a long time ago. I'm surprised it took them this long, but
I was watching Doc and Z play in the cracked Creators Cup or whatever today, and they were waiting for Destroy and like Wars to their match to finish because that determined who Doc and Z had to play.
Yeah.
And it was taking so long because Wars and Destroy, whoever else they're playing, had to reset so many matches because of hackers. Like they had to reset like four in a row because of hackers.
Yeah.
How can you ever hope to have a truly pinnacle, like competitive game where lots of real money is on the line when you can't keep the rogue elements out of the game? Like I don't, and a lot of people sort of share this sentiment. It's like, so the content drip hasn't been fast enough. You know, we would have hoped that, and streamers probably will say the same thing. They would have hoped that they would have learned from Fortnite. Fortnite's content drip was fast and it was, it was enough to keep everyone satiated for a long time. I mean, they made some choices towards the end that drifted it more towards the casual player, and the hardcore competitive player didn't really like those changes. Warzone is also doing that currently. You know, the metas in the last like four metas have been zero recoil guns. It makes it really easy for new shitty players to be proficient at the game. And that's, you know, the lack of skill gap is I don't want to say evening the playing field, but to an extent it does even the playing field, which makes randomness a whole lot bigger problem, especially for streamers who are trying to get high kill gameplays for YouTubes or compete in tournaments. It's unreal. And there's a lot of people who have said, you know, oh, like they have all this stuff. They're just waiting for like Battlefield and Halo BR to come out. So like the competition, so that they don't want to drop it too soon, because then they could fade. Like, you know what I mean? Like if they dropped it a year, like 6 months ago, like everyone would be super happy, but then Battlefield and everything would come up kind of as everyone was fading off the hype. And it's like, yeah, but you're already losing massive amounts of viewers and streamers. So like you kind of mistimed it because you're already on the downslope. And so if you release all this stuff that people have been clamoring for closer to the release of Battlefield and Halo Infinite, like might already be too late. Like it might be over. Like
people
might have made the decision. I mean, Nick Merckx has said, he's like, I'm not going back. I think it's prefaced with until there's like an anti-cheat or like a brand new map, you know, but like for now he's digging Apex ranked mode.
Have you seen
fucking ranked mode Warzone? Put in a fucking ranked mode and get rid of goddamn skill-based matchmaking, and you'll bring 90% of these people back. Like, ridiculous.
You can just see like the joy people are having not playing that game anymore. Yeah, Nick, I remember Z and Doc were talking about that. I was watching the same stream and Z's like, I don't think he'll ever be back. He's having a lot of fun on Apex, and Halo's out in no time, and we know Nick's a big Halo guy, so like he's going to go to that.
If it actually has a BR.
Probably get sucked into that.
Yeah. Well,
so I was thinking about a question, and I was going to propose to you and I guess viewers and whatnot. They can kind of chime in and whatnot in comments or whatnot, but do you think with this massive chink in the armor Warzone showing right now, do you think it's a good idea for like Battlefield and Halo to kind of like drop, you know, projects elsewhere and like focus on getting out their BRs like quicker than they say they're going to come out? Because we know, I mean, Halo hasn't even announced that there's going to be one, and Battlefield has said like theirs isn't coming out until like sometime next year. Do you think it's a smart idea for them to say, nah, screw that, the top dog is hurt, we go in for the kill now and we get a BR out ASAP?
I think so. I think it makes plenty of sense. You don't need to have a BR to make a game successful. Like,
no, I
think
agree.
That's, yeah, so, you know, that's what a lot of people have thought in the last 2-3 years is, you know, ever since PlayerUnknown, ever since PUBG hit it big and then Fortnite, like a lot of the last 3-4 years has been, we got to have a BR to make it competitive. I mean, Splitgate is showing that you don't have to have a BR to make it competitive. Will Splitgate ever pull the numbers that Warzone's playing. No, probably not. But you can be a successful game and healthy game. I just don't know the longevity of the game, but you can have a successful, healthy game for enough time to make some money and work on the next project without a BR. Mm-hmm. I think the BR lends to longevity because of the, you, in general, if you change the map enough and you change enough things, which, you know, should be relatively easy. I'm not a coder, but, you know, you can change things enough to keep the experience different, mm-hmm. you know, from a month to month, you know, 6 months to 6 month experience, which they haven't been doing. I would say, yeah, I mean, I would definitely, if I was Call of Duty, if I was Battlefield, I mean, if I was Call of Duty too, I'd be sitting there going, oh, fuck. If I was Battlefield or if I was Halo. One. Yeah, if I was Battlefield or if I was Halo, I'd 100% be like, oh, shit. Like, because if they can pull what Apex pulled, because Apex released out of nowhere, you know.
True.
They just were like, oh, hey, here's, you know, random Wednesday. It was like, here's this new BR. And everyone was like, oh, this is great. if they can pull, you know, what like an Apex pulled, and they can get a BR out that's good, serviceable, mm-hmm. you know, fun, like pot, like I don't want to say pot, like serviceable, like it's a beta BR, like get the BR out, like make it good, get it out ahead of your release schedule. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's beneficial for them. So one thing I thought was interesting. So there were data mined. So Halo has not confirmed technically, but there were data mined, voice lines of the announcer saying battle royale. So,
I mean, they're not fooling anyone. It's the Halo's like,
it could be scrapped. It could have been like they wanted to do it and they scrapped it, you know, and there's a lot of that stuff in data mined material all the time. There's a lot of stuff that just don't make it. Mm-hmm. And it's scrapped and the files just stay there. But I mean, how fucking ignorant do you have to be to not have a beat? Like, hey, like, and Nick Merckx has said the exact same thing. Halo, you know, we all love Halo, but it is a dead franchise more or less right now. Like it's a dead franchise. Oh, yeah. Like it's currently dead in the grave and they are looking to resurrect it. And yes, good classic competitive Halo, like MLG Halo from back in the days and like good multiplayer Halo is a great step in the right direction. I think you need that BR. The BR are those AED paddles, like shock, like you're going to have it. Like I sincerely think that if you want to revive Halo and bring it back to the prominence that it was in, back in Halo 3, back in those days, I think you have to have a BR. And Doc has talked about it 1,000 times, like Halo BR would be set up so perfectly to have certain weapons set spawn points, power weapons, equipment, so you can play the game much more tactically. Like, oh, we know there's like a rocket launcher's there.
True,
like everyone's going to go. So it's like, if you, because that's always one of the biggest complaints about BRs is the RNG. But if you can make certain set loot in areas where you know I can land here, get this weapon,
play for something, yeah,
and I can use this weapon really well, like. Sure, you're going to drop there 99% of the time because you know there is going to be that weapon there every single time you drop. So yeah, I think, you know, and whether or not Battlefield, they've sort of confirmed it, sort of not.
I don't really think they finally confirmed it yet either. I don't know. I thought they did, but I can't remember.
It's in the gray area basically, but you know, and like going back to the Apex and the streamers leaving, like, I mean, listen, Apex, it's not for everybody. Like, watching it is definitely much more boring than Call of Duty, than Warzone.
You're not getting 50 bombs from everyone.
I would say it's slower. Like, it's so too much.
You're seeing Nick Merckx get like 2-1 kills or even zero kills, but placing like second. He's like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Because it's 10, all about
15 RP. Let's go.
It's about ladder climbing. It's not about kills.
It's about getting to that next rank. Yeah. It's about a rank mode, which, yeah, I would.
And
your prior point, a rank mode would be great in Warzone.
Yeah. And so it's going to put people off, you know, it's going to keep people in Warzone. There's still a lot of content creators that complain about Warzone, but they still play it all the time because they think they think, and probably rightfully so, that they're not big enough yet to be able to change games like Tim, Nick.
Oh, make that
they're,
swap.
They're yeah. big enough to make the yeah. swap and not yep. dock. Like yep. they're big enough to make the swap and still have their community follow them. But people who were made because of Warzone, you know, that's a harder ask for them to go from the fast pace, objectively more enjoyable Call of Duty Warzone experience for a viewer to the slower, less enjoyable, less fast-paced Apex viewing experience. Like, they definitely would lose a lot of people. So
yeah, which this, is tough. It sucks that they're like forced to just harm themselves playing that game yeah. because they don't think their community will like to watch anything else, which
yeah.
sucks, especially with the state the game's in. But I guess it's your, it's their livelihood, so you can't do anything about it.
Yeah. So that's Warzone and Apex. I mean, it's good to see a revival in Apex. You know, people are loving it. A lot of people are loving it.
Yeah, whether they're loving it because they actually too, and I'm
yeah.
starting to, you know, I'm usually
it's an actual skill game. Like, it's actual yeah. game that requires skill. Like,
enjoying trying to like learn it again. Like, you know, we played a lot, but I never like. Really got too good at
the movement going from Warzone to Apex. Yeah. It's I tried doing it. And I was
it's like, just fun to try to like learn a new game and try to get better. It's like it's definitely I'm enjoying it a lot.
So you know, and whether they actually enjoy Apex or they're just doing it to shove a middle finger in Activision's face, who actually knows?
But Streamer Illuminati, they all had a massive meeting and like, we need to kill Warzone so everyone stop streaming. Let's go get out of here.
I mean, it's entirely possible. And I mean, I'd be for it because that's the only
thing. Where do I sign up? Where do I sign?
I know. That's the only thing that's going to do anything to Activision. I mean, they're already getting hit and we didn't add this because I didn't want to talk about it, not because I didn't want to bring light to the situation, but I think, you know, it's just such a shitty topic.
Very delicate topic.
Yeah, and like I'm not a
delicate person.
Yeah, and there's a lot of shit happening to Activision legally currently right now. If you don't already know,
they are in hot water already.
They're like everyone. What's the say? They're exactly who we thought they were. Like everyone thought that they were. They're an incredibly shitty company to work for with an incredibly shitty culture with leadership that has their head up their asses 99% of the time. And all they care about is money. And we always knew that from a game, like from a customer standpoint and from like the people playing their games. But it turns out that's all they care about in every facet of how they run their business.
Like, you know, a piece of shit developers or whatnot. And I always find out they're just piece of shit people.
Yeah. And so, and so that's the only way to really hit him is to hit him in the wallet. Not whether or not this streamer walkout, and it's not really a walkout, but like this, whether it's an active choice by a lot of these streamers to go play Apex is actually going to work in the long run. I don't really know, but I'm all for it because the game is so much fun when it's good, but it is very rarely good anymore. And that's the big thing.
It's very bad right now. That's all I got to say.
All right. That was number two. So number three on the big three, we've already talked a little bit about it, but Halo. We were talking about, you know, leaks and rumors and yada, yada, yada. But something more tangible that happened recently was the Halo beta / technical preview. You know, a lot of people got access to it. They only showed off basically a couple things, multiplayer, and you had to play against bots. So, like, you know, take that for what it's worth. But you got to get a look at the engine, what the game's going to look like, the sound design, how it's going to play. And I'm hopeful. You know, it looks so much better than the Xbox 360 graphics preview they gave us when they gave the reveal trailer at E3 like last year or whatever whenever it was. That looked horrible. And that's why the game got delayed like a year and a half is because everyone was like,
we need to redo it all.
all the people watching were just like, guys, like that's what you have to offer us. Like you haven't made a game since, you know, like 2000. I don't even fucking whatever. I'm not going to try to guess, but like the point is it looked like shit. And so they've gone back and they've revamped a lot of it and it looks good. It looks better. It's poorly optimized because even the players I was watching it, you know, beast computers, 3090s, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And they were basically capping out at like 70 FPS. So
tough.
It's, horribly optimized currently, but this is not even a beta. This is not even a, this is alpha, even probably closer to pre-alpha. This is a technical preview.
Yeah,
it's a technical preview. So, but I think all the design choices look good. I mean, the sound looks good. The gun mechanics look good. The gun design, the character customization looks like it's going to be deep, which is nice. What was I going to say? Like things like sprint and equipment, you know, I always laugh because we played the Master Chief Collection like a couple months ago with some of our buddies. And one of them was like, you know, Aaron,
who's, where's the sprint?
We're diehard, you know, we played Halo growing up, all growing up. We were all diehard Halo fans. And, you know, back then, sure, like no tactical sprint made sense because that's how a lot of games were made. But game design has changed and game elements need to be updated. And that was the biggest thing I could say was a con for me going back to the Master Chief Collection and playing like Halo 3 was like, there's no sprint. Like, and you can say that that makes it the game a little bit more skillful because you have to plan your engagements, know how to get in and out of cover, like know where the cover is. And I'll say, yeah, sure, I can agree with that.
You know, like crackhead kids slide canceling, jump.
I will say,
spinning all over the goddamn place, bunny hopping this and that.
The flip side is that movement can be just as good of an indicator of skill as well. Like you may not have the greatest gun skill, but if your movement skill is through the roof, you're going to win engagements because of that. Well, yeah.
Give me the non-sprinting.
So you're going to have like tactical sprint, different equipment that you can use, like bubble shields and not full bubble shields, but like a half bubble shield thing that you can shoot through. So it looked good. I mean, it looked good.
That's all you can ask. They delayed it for like a year plus. So all I can really go for is that
it'll be interesting.
It's shown.
And yeah. It'll be interesting because it's releasing straight to straight to PC as well at the same time. It'll be the first Halo that's released simultaneously on Xbox and PC. Cause you know, objectively speaking, the game is better on sticks on a controller.
Yep.
It is meant to be played on a controller. You know, I can't remember who was talking about it, but their description was very apt. Is, you know, Halo is a lot about headshots and tracking and like and smoother tracking, which lends to aim assist in the controller. And it's not as much of like a quick flick pinpoint, like one shot headshot, like dead, like Call of Duty, for example, and which that favors the mouse more, which, you know, a lot of people are probably like, oh man, I'm just as great at tracking with the mouse. And yeah, sure. There's those people that are great, but based on, you know, and that's, I think that's an apt description is that it, the way that you're meant to play and shoot in Halo is much, is was always built from the ground up for the controller.
We'll say like, I've talked about this before. Like, I'm hoping. I feel like back in the day when Halo was at its prime, you know, 3 and all that good stuff, they didn't really. I don't want to say they didn't care about PC, but
I
feel like they're obviously were focused on making it for a stick. So I'm kind of hoping like this brand new game, PC Master Race, is kind of on the rise. Everyone has a PC these days, and everyone loves PC gaming. That they put a little more, I guess, I won't say effort, but like you can see maybe it just plays better on this keyboard, maybe. So maybe we can get M and key action, but yeah, for sure. Like the older stuff was sticks all the time. I've tried the Master Chief Collection on mouse keyboard and it was terrible. So I'm just saying, hopefully they do a little more time with mouse keyboard, make it a little bit better. Cause I do enjoy mouse keyboard, but the sticks is probably what I'm start on just cause it's what the games were.
So yeah. And that's really it for the big three. I mean, the Halo portion wasn't really going to be super extensive to begin with. So, you know, obviously we spent a decent amount of time talking about New World and Warzone. I'd
say, proves anyways, because we spent so much time talking about the other shit.
So that's the end of the big three. So the next new segment that we're keeping in line with what we did in the last episode after we changed the kind of structure of the show, is a little thing we like to call Tech Talk. Tech Talk with Technique. Matt's got, you know, he's the, I'm not going to say he's the resident technical expert because I think that still falls to me.
It's just
because
the name is Technique, so works.
We'll let Matt take it away with his tech tip for this week.
We're just talking here, bud. All right, so I learned about this actually from a viewer. A viewer is my channel a few times, and he's like wicked smart. He's always dropping knowledge to me. He's always dropping knowledge to me about new stuff that's coming out, and I would legit write some things down sometimes. I'm like, okay, I'm going to look into that. That sounds cool. So he told me about direct storage, which have you ever heard about this? Because I
don't think so.
No clue about it. So originally, I'm just going to get a quick rundown. Originally developed for the Xbox Series X. And then I assume PC just saw it. I was like, yo, we want that. They announced that it was going to come out in the new Windows 11 and was going to leave Windows 10 kind of in the dust. Like, oh, no, we don't get it. And then further down the road, they announced that Windows 10. Okay, yeah, you're going to get it. We're going to allow Windows 10 to have it. But
I
they
have
say,
heard of this, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They say that when it's going to be better on Windows 11. We'll see if that's actually true. They could be lying.
Have you seen the Windows 11 preview yet?
No, I did not watch it. Yeah. I should have.
Linus Tech Tips
Because they showed it off at that, did they not? And they showed off Dark Story and good crap.
No, not that, but they, yeah, but it looks good. It looks cool. So continue.
Two big areas that Direct Storage will help improve is load times, which, you know, that's a big thing. Everyone likes as fast as possible. And it'll allow games to be more detailed and expansive. I don't know if my readings is correct, but I'm just kind of like picturing, like, you know, if you're playing a game, an open world game, and you're traversing through this world, the game kind of loads in front of you as you're moving through. What I'm picturing with Direct Storage, it just kind of like loads it all, and it just is all fucking there. So there's no loading of textures or this, that. It's just all there. All looks beautiful. All looks crisp. Again, another high level overview of how this is done. So right now, your stuff goes from your SSD to your RAM to your CPU. Your CPU does the decompressing and compression. Yeah, compresses and decompresses, and then it shoots, you know, back to the RAM over to the GPU. This is the Direct Storage is going to cut out the CPU completely. It's going to go SSD into RAM into your GPU, and this is going to allow for, you know, games look better, run faster, and load times be quicker. It does come, you know, obviously. It sounds like great tech, so you're probably going to need a decent rig to run it. So far, you need to have an NVMe SSD, which I don't even have, so I'm going to be in the market to buy some because I wanted to have this. And you're going to need a card that supports DirectX 12. I don't know where that falls on AMD cards, but I do know I think that's 2000 series and above, so that's going to cost you a pretty penny if you need to upgrade. But yeah, that's my tech talk. Basically, just kind of, it's just something that I didn't know that's coming out, and it just sounds like, you know, gonna make games run faster, look better, and it's gonna reduce. Well, I think it's gonna reduce strain on your PC because like your GPU can handle all this stuff better than your CPU, and it's just gonna make. It sounds like the whole ecosystem of your PC is just gonna run a lot better, a lot smoother, and make games look better.
It's entirely possible too that it may be efficient or effective enough where maybe you don't have to liquid cool or AIO cool your CPU, because if your CPU is cut out of the equation completely, like,
yeah, that's when the temps boost,
does it get used? You know, exactly. Is heat generation? You know how? So that's an interesting thought, and you know, and it sort of probably is a similar process to the quick resume that the Series X has. Like, it's probably similar tech to an extent, which I've
it's from Xbox, yeah. Series X, so I assume, yeah, yeah. It's whatever they have for that, yeah. Going on.
No, that's cool. I couldn't remember the name of it, but when I started reading through the bullet points, I was like, oh yeah, I've heard of this. And yeah, because the GPUs nowadays are like, the 30 series GPUs are incredible, and they're talking the 40 series are going to be even better. So, you know, there's GPUs are just actually utilized.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like GPUs are just like beasts, but you're just sitting there like, I don't know, walking a little chihuahua compared to like what it can be. So
yep.
I'm down for, you know, let's unleash the beast. Let the GPU do whatever it can, everything it can. I mean, yeah, I got 30 series and I'm using that, like, it has a dedicated streaming chip, so I'm using that whenever I stream, and it's much better than having my CPU do it. So, you know, let's go. What else can it do? Show me more things.
Yep. So, cool. Well, that's the tech talk here with Technique. So the next new segment we're going to move right into, a little fun game we've created. So it wasn't initially started
last
game.
Last week was, or 2 weeks, where it was really good. Ago. So I'm hoping I can... Dude,
so
this is good.
It's called Guess That Game. Basically, we're going to take turns. We take turns every other week, so every other show, where we describe a game poorly. It's accurate. The description is accurate, but you describe the game like as poorly and as kind of like as literally as you can. And the other one tries to guess what the game is. So initially, we didn't start as a game, but I think we're going to shift it. Basically, you get five hints to give. So Matt is going this week. He has five hints to give me. If I can't guess what the game is in five hints, he wins this week. He gets a point. We'll keep track of points. We haven't really put a time frame on it yet, but we'll talk about that behind scenes. Yeah. So I'll let you take it away, Mr. Tip Master.
Okay. First tip. You play as a character with severe deja vu.
Severe deja vu.
This one I came up like right away with, I thought was really good.
Severe deja vu.
Should come up with like some Jeopardy music to play in the background or something like that.
Yeah, I know. No, I got nothing right now.
Okay. Yeah. You cut grass and do demolition work for money.
Cut grass and do demolition work for money. I feel like it's going to be super obvious once you tell me what it is, but
the second one was a
deja vu, and he cut grass.
You're like,
oh. And do demolition. Cut grass and demolition? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, you do demolition work. Okay. You destroy things for money.
Hmm.
Not okay. Big things, kind of smaller things. Nothing right. Too big.
Yeah, I'm still pulling a blank here.
Man, worded this terribly. Hold on. People are going to be very mad when they see all the stuff you stole from their chests. Take this next one. Once I tell you this next one, you're pregnant.
People are really mad once they see all the stuff you stole from their chests. Jesus, I feel like I should know this. Like, I'm thinking.
I'm not
like,
sure how good these are, but.
No. I mean, I'm feeling like, you know, I'm thinking games that we played recently, like Valheim. There's no grass in that, though. And you don't really steal shit either. I'm thinking of like other MMOs, though. Or other.
Well, let me hit you with this next one. I picked this next one.
Right, so this is tip four. So yep. I haven't gotten it yet. I'm still pretty in the dark, honestly.
This next one, Mike. The hero isn't in the title.
The hero isn't in the title. The hero isn't in the title. Cut grass. Minecraft. No, think about really?
That? That's kind of good. That's a really good guess.
I was going to say, everything lines up pretty straight, pretty dead
that's
on.
A really good guess. This could actually, I could have been. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no.
All this stuff is spot on.
I was like,
on,
oh my God.
Minecraft, but no.
Oh, damn it. Like close, like game genre-wise?
I know I never really know how to classify Minecraft.
Zelda games.
Yes, Legend of Zelda. Yeah.
I had to think about it. Like, I was like, oh, you know, I don't know why how that just came to me. Because I was like, the hero. And then I was, oh, Link. You know? Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Got last one. Four. Last one was going to be your adventure always starts and ends the same way for the most part. Because, I mean, it's always like you wake up. Ooh, yeah. Who am I? Then you always end up killing Ganon.
Oh, yeah, the deja. I should have.
Say deja vu. You do the same shit most of the time all over again. And like, you know, cut grass. You're always cutting grass and rupees come out and you pick up pots and you can throw them for rupees to break and whatnot.
Yep. No, that all makes sense.
We almost had him, folks. We almost had him.
Almost had me. Almost had me. Damn. That was good. That was good.
Not on the scoreboard yet, folks. We both got it so far.
No, I would say, yeah, we both. Go back and listen to last episode.
Very good.
I'm not going to give you a hint on what the game was, but I think I was very proud of myself for the hints that I came up with. Oh, and Matt's ditching right as we were about to end it. Do. Yeah, I'll have to, in the audio version, I'll have to find some sort of like Jeopardy music or something. Obviously, I have to stay away from the DMCA bullshit, but with Anchor, they allow us to put some things in. So for anyone, you know, there'll be an ad on this audio version, but if you're not using Anchor, go ahead and check it out if you want to do a podcast. Easiest, quickest, cheapest way to create a podcast. Anyone can do it. So can we. If we can do it, anyone can do it, I guess is a better way to say it. So, and so that was Guess That Game. That was the second to last segment. And generally speaking, we have like a final topic or a final segment where it's like I basically rage on something in gaming. But like, I honestly couldn't think of anything really to rage on.
You know why? Because you're not beating your head off a wall playing Warzone anymore. And I guess you're happy now.
Yeah, I guess that has to. Well, I will say, and this will be sort of a rewash of last week. So last week I raged about Pokemon Go. but they recently nerfed the distance that like you could get Pokestops at. So like that was one of the big things I complained about I had complaints about back in the day was like you had to be so close to things like mm-hmm. Pokestops, gyms. When I got back into it like a month or so ago, I was like, oh shit, I can get everything from like super far away. And it was great. And then literally like last week they nerfed the distance again.
Well, that was due to COVID. Actually, I didn't know about that. Like they made the distance.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking go back. Like
I saw a tweet somewhere. It's like people are upset that Pokemon Go is like reeling back their COVID protocol cons. Like what do you mean? And yeah. I think that's what it is. They made the distance.
To be
near things wider. So people aren't closer together. Yeah. Now they're nerfing it back down to normal.
No bullshit. Go back to the wider distance. I'm at the axe throwing place and there's a gym in the fucking parking lot and I can't even get it sitting in the fucking built like, so yeah, whatever. So my little minor, normally it would be not a continuation. It would be something a little bit more of substance, but that's my mini rant. I was going to say, there's not a whole lot else that I've been super aggravated with, as of late. So
cut out playing games and make me mad and I'm fine.
I know, man. Oh, and that's the thing I joked about. Like, went to like Tim's son's birthday party, like last weekend or the weekend before. And I was telling him about New World and I was like, man, it's like, I still stayed up until like 2:30 in the morning, whatever, playing New World. I was like, but staying up until 2:30 playing a game that you love, that you're having a great time chilling, vibing in and like getting sleep and waking up in the next morning, it feels very different from staying up until 3:00 in the morning. Like, yeah, super tensed up, raging for the whole time. And then sleeping, like I woke up,
just like
I felt
like
great. Well, that's the thing. Yeah. After playing Warzone, like I'd wake up in the morning. Well, granted I'm going to bed at 3:00 in the morning. So like, that's one thing, but I'd always wake up with like a headache, felt like shit the next day. It's because literally the whole time I'm up, I'm just like raged out of my mind. Whereas New World, I was enjoying it, loving life. I was like, oh, this is great. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll go to bed. It's getting late. And I slept like a baby, woke up great, fully rested. And it's just, yeah. So
yeah,
shit happens, wild. Man. Yeah. I know it's wild, bro. Sometimes it be like that. Yeah. Cool. So we're going to get out of here. That's going to do it for us. Hopefully you guys are enjoying what you're listening to, enjoying what you're seeing, minus Matt's C922 camera.
Okay, real quick. Here's my question to you. What? Okay, we're going at we're broadcast at 720p, dog. It's probably shit compressed anyway. So
colors look better though. It's like,
yeah, I know.
And you're a little, you know, you're cloudy, a little cloudy. So,
it's also Discord. Fucking like, if I have stream elements up with the camera on, it looks a lot better. Discord makes it look like, yeah, it's just coming out of a butt. I don't know.
Well, it's like double compression for you because it's getting compressed from Discord and then from me streaming the Discord camera out. So, all right, that's going to do it for us. If anyone's enjoying what we're doing, I hope someone out there is enjoying what we're doing, you know, give us a follow. You can find us pretty much on all the socials at W_key_podcast. Like I said in the beginning of the show, if you really enjoy what we're doing and you really know someone that might like it too, tell them, you know, tell a friend. Word of mouth is really huge. Rating and reviewing, if you're into that kind of thing, helps us out a ton as well. Podchaser.com or on like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever you call it. Anchor, the Anchor app now, you can find us there. Not that we were never there. It's just we host with Anchor, and you can comment and like, thumbs up and shit like that. And the Anchor app, so do that as well. And yeah, man, you hit them with your socials and we'll get the hell out of here.
Let's see here. Technique on Twitter, don't use that too much. Technique TV on Instagram, use that more. Technique on TikTok, use that the mostest probably. And then you can catch live streams Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings, 6 to 8 p.m. a.m. Eastern time. Right now we're just kind of honestly grinding FIFA, just hanging out, chilling, vibe until New World comes out. And yeah.
The early bird gets the worm.
Yeah, I mean, I've been too bad actually. I mean, I was afraid it was going to like just be a zombie walking around, but I think it might be a morning person. I don't know.
Don't you ever say blasphemous things like that.
Know. I love you, Chad.
All right, so we'll get out of here. Keep an eye out next stream, not this Monday, or not this coming Monday, but we'll be back on the 23rd. For the stream, and the episode will come out on the next episode will be on the 26th. If you're
just real audio quick, only. I guess housekeeping to 23rd. Yeah, yeah. No, just because I think I might go and work from home for that week. Baby shower thing, but we'll see.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Might just do it from
hopefully.
Home.
Hopefully
I mean, I'll just bring everything with me and just do it up there.
So keep an eye out. The next stream should be on the 23rd. Next, if you're an audio only listener, you know, you're getting this on Thursday the 12th, and the next episode will come out on Thursday the 26th. Other than that, always remember, you can't spell win without W.